This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. In this hour, we're treated to the thoughts, the mind, the coughs, the sneezes of Jennifer Horn.
The wheezing.
Yes, the wheezing. I have some of that, too. I was in the snowstorm over the weekend. I felt like the last two weekends, I've been in places where I go to try to escape the weather, and instead of escaping the weather, I'm in the middle of it.
Maybe you're bringing the weather. Where did you go this weekend?
I went to upstate New York to
what do you expect?
Do some farms. Well, I know, this time of year and all. Yes, yes, yes and yes, Jennifer. So, let's talk about what we are, what we say when the people who are living alone. There's a study out of people who live alone, like you live alone. I live alone. Maybe we should fix that, Jennifer. Maybe we should move in together.
It's a new reality show, actually.
Yeah, kind of... right, exactly. Yes, right. You don't feel lonely, though, do you ever? I don't feel lonely at all.
I don't have time to feel lonely.
Yeah, right. Exactly. But if putting that aside, and by the way, that's one of the secrets to not being lonely. People who say they're lonely in time and space, it usually isn't because of the fact they don't have any friends. It's because they don't have enough to keep themselves busy. This is one of the things that I wonder about. So many people, oh, I don't have to work. I'm collecting. Yeah, what do you do with your time? What are you doing that's fruitful? What do you do that helps yourself and other people? Because we're all here to help. The solution to loneliness is to get busy. Whether it's you want to have a relationship, you want to have a job, whatever it is, get busy. Jennifer and I are the poster people for being busy. And it wasn't that I started out. I don't start every day, oh, what can I do today to be busy? It just happens that I seem to attract the various things that have found me over the years. I never planned to do much of anything with my life. And I don't mean that in a dereliction. I just... things have happened. They've come along.
When opportunities come along. Yeah. That's,
yeah.
That's kind of
right.
How I feel, too. You just take advantage
exactly.
of opportunities.
Right. Exactly. Okay. So what was it used to be Arsenio Hall, when he started his program, remember he had a late-night show, let's get busy.
Yeah, and then he would do the whoo 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 whoo,
yeah,
which
right.
I can't
oof.
Do too much of because I'm
oof,
coughing.
Oof,
so.
Oof, oof, oof,
yeah, you know what
right.
I'm talking about. He'd spin his arm like, around. Yeah.
Yeah, like Daisy does a woof, boof.
For sure, yeah.
Right.
It was
exactly.
part of the dog pound, wasn't it? I think the
yeah.
people that did that in his audience.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. So our idea is to give you, if you're looking for comfort, get busy. It's all the stuff that you can be doing. It's probably right under your nose anyway. So let's look for
and
it. Let's
need
do
something,
it.
Call Doug and I because we have plenty of things that you can do for
right, us. Right, we do. 855-999-DOUG. Help yourself to that. Speaking of calling... there's a story from California today about a sheriff who's asking the people who live in this this county. It's Stanislaus. I don't know where that is.
Yeah, up in Northern California.
Uh-huh. It is, okay. So you heard the story about the sheriff who said, stop calling my office because the people who are spotting Jupiter and Venus. Matter of fact, I was driving back last night. I went down to pick up a load of hay for the cows, and it was dark. The moon was out. And Jay had talked about on Friday how obvious Jupiter and Venus are in the stars, mm-hmm. I mean in the sky. And I hadn't noticed it. Every year at this time you can see the same thing because of the way
they call
the
them
planets being
cousins.
In return. Yeah. Well, one of them is a lot bigger than the other one in the line of sight. So which one? I forgot it was. Venus is closer than Jupiter to us.
I think
right?
Venus is the bigger one, yeah.
Yeah. So that's what you see. It's kind of north-northwest of Jupiter, we look in the sky, but it's about mid-range in the sky. Anyway, it's kind of cool. I like seeing this stuff. But the sheriff says...
so people are calling the sheriff to report
yeah.
weird stuff? Oh, that's
yes, funny. Right. He said, I love the thought process. Oh, my God, What's that in the sky? Maybe the sheriff can help. Yep, nope. So anyway, the fact that in the sky this time of year, but apparently, according to the National Weather Service, Venus and Jupiter will be this close together for a year.
Oh, really?
Until, actually, no, look at this, until 2032 they'll be this close. And it's only because of the positioning of our planet. You know that, you know, the planet moves around. And that's one of the wonderful, that's one of the amazing things about this world that we live in, how things change. And the planet changes, how our place in the universe changes. We're not sitting still here, folks. We're going through space at tens of thousands of... The fact that there... This is what's so mind-blowing about this. And about two or three times a week, I go off on this, too. So pardon me for a moment. The idea that we are... You know, we think when we stop at a red light, we've stopped. Right? Well, we kind of have, but we really haven't. Because as you stop your vehicle, you stop walking, whatever, you've stopped yourself, but that hasn't stopped anything else. The planet is turning on its axis. The planet is moving around the sun. And our solar system is moving through the Milky Way. And the Milky Way is moving through the universe. And everything is changing. The position of where we are in the stars and the sun. You got a headache yet, Jennifer? I go off on this because I think it's fascinating. We all think...
No, I love it. I love space. Yeah. I love thinking about that stuff. It makes my brain hurt.
Okay. Now, we went from the sheriff to the marshal's office. Let's see. The Washington Convention Center is the headquarters for this event, which ended up in an arrest of a number of people. So the U.S. Marshals used Redskin tickets for this. This sounds like an episode of The Blacklist, which, by the way, is back on. I watched it. Did you see Sunday night? You watched The Blacklist?
I don't watch The Blacklist, but I forgot that it was still on, so it's back on now, huh?
10th season, yes.
Wow.
But it's probably going to be the last one. All right, so meanwhile, back to the sports. There was a new sports television channel, it's International Sports TV, and so the Marshals used tickets. They got tickets to these people that they were trying to arrest somehow or other. In order to identify them, they asked the television station to offer tickets to residents, two free tickets and bus transportation to and from the Redskins game. The invitees were told they could redeem their prize with fellow winners at a pregame party. And so the guests didn't. The whole thing was the marshals trying to apprehend federal fugitives. That apparently there were about 100 criminals with outstanding warrants in the Washington area, and because they were tied to they were interested in the Redskins and the Bengals game. I don't know how they figured that out, but anyway, they said, okay, come to the window and you get your free tickets. So they came to the window, got their free tickets, and got handcuffs.
Oh, boy.
I'm scared of that. Yeah, anyway.
Womp, womp.
Womp, womp. Yes, the inflation that we're going through, Jennifer.
Mm-hmm.
Four cities, prediction from Goldman Sachs, is that four cities may see double-digit home prices dropping.
Oh, really?
This year.
Okay.
Goldman Sachs says that if you live in Austin, the value of your house will go down 19% between now and next year.
Lucky for you.
If you live in Phoenix, 16%. San Francisco, 15%. 12% in Seattle.
Why so much in those areas?
Because they have been recently populated or repopulated. Apparently, you look around the rest of the country, most of the time when there is a recession, the homes or things are affected by the economy, certainly. And we saw what people were paying for homes where you are, where I am. A house would be out for sale for $700,000. By the time you were done last year at this time, you'd get $770,000. You get 10% more than you were asking for it. In certain parts of the country, like where you are, it would be even crazier than that. But because of the economy, there's a slump in terms of people selling and or buying. It's hard to get money from the bank.
Interest rates, too.
Right, exactly. So that's what the problem is. And there are inventory situations. Overall, housing inventory remains tight in our country. But these four cities, to answer your question, have seen more homes for sale. And this has been going on for a couple of years. So when people started moving out of California and going to Austin or Phoenix, these are all places, or at least the first two, Austin and Phoenix, where huge, huge numbers
for
of
sure.
Californians have moved to these areas. So they built them all up, apartments everywhere, big projects. And so now there are too many of them.
And I can imagine that, you know, Californians came with a lot of money. They sell their houses for too much.
Right.
Come to these places and can outbid normal people.
Yep, right. So anyway, there's an oversupply. Interesting, because on the West Coast and the Southwest, there's an oversupply. Here on the East Coast, there is an undersupply. There are lots of people looking. As you know, I'm involved in the development. It's a high-end development. But we looked around, did some research, and saw that there was a huge demand for that. Well, what we're doing is so unique that it'll get a lot of attention just because of its uniqueness. If you didn't hear me tell this story, I'm involved with a couple of partners in building a development called an agrihood, which is a home development around a farm, a working farm. So there'll be animals there. There'll be huge gardens. You'll be able to get your own, you know, go out of the house in the morning, go down to the chicken coop, get an egg or a couple of eggs, and then go to the garden, get some onions and peppers, and come back to the house and cook your own breakfast. How's that?
That's pretty cool. But do they have to pay for that stuff?
No, they pay for it in their membership. Yeah, the Homeowners Association. Yep, right, exactly. Anyway, nationally, let's end this on a positive note, because the national housing outlook is much better. Goldman Sachs is obviously a bank. They expect home prices to go down about 4 or 5% over the course of the year. So there you go. I guess that's good news. I think about 18 after on good day.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides, but still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life, celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's 23 after the hour now. Social media on the Good Day program, enhanced by the connection to the two female stars of the program, Jennifer Horn and her social media connections. Got a lot of them. Jay Kirshner as well. She's an expert when it comes to following you and your thoughts. Facebook and Instagram, by the way, at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, Good Day On Air. The download, don't forget about that every day. We have the download, which is a sort of a synthesis of the things that we talk about here. We were talking about stargazing. Listen, how much of a factor it is, ladies, because we were just talking about it again. And the blizzards, I'm looking at some of the things we've... This is the same sort of thing. It's been continuing. There are some different ins and outs. Justin Bieber's health struggle we talk about in a recent Good Day download. COVID vaccine and who regrets having taken the shots, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why we don't do business with Cuba. My discussion about going to Peru and having, what is it? James, you looked it up. What do we call the stuff that I took when I was in...
The crazy drugs that you took there?
Yeah.
I got to find it again.
It's ayahuasca or wyawasca, something like that. Hmm. Anyway, it's
That's what
stuff.
I ask, wyawasca.
Yeah, sure. Why? Yeah.
You got anyway. Sick, but was it worth it?
No. It was awful.
It is ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca. Yep. Right, okay. Anyway,
as
so
I said,
I'm sure
ayahuasca.
That'll excite a lot of people. Help yourself to our Good Day downloads, our discussion sort of synthesized, but the whole program plays back every day, all day, gooddayshow.com. There's somebody sent me a note on social media about my discussion regarding wheat, and this follows up with what you just said to me a few minutes ago, Jay, when we were doing our food, farm, and family section of the program, talking about wheat and all the things that are sprayed on it, and that's the problem with a lot of people who have gluten allergies. But if you have celiac disease, it is caused by wheat. And there are a lot of things that as wheat has become more hybridized, there are various countries who buy most of the wheat that we grow here in our country in the plains and up in Alberta and Saskatchewan and Canada goes not to our to feed our people, but to go to feed people around the world. And so we have kind of lost touch with how the wheat is grown. We all take farming and food sort of as a right, I guess, or we just expect
it
to be there. We take it for granted,
yeah,
right.
Food comes from grocery stores, a lot of people believe.
Yep, right, exactly. And wheat is the most important crop that's grown on the planet. So now, because of the problem that people are causing short-sighted problems with cows and their manure, because people want to get rid of the cows because the environmentalists say that the methane gas is going to ruin the planet. Well, the cow manure has been used along with chicken manure and all kinds of other manures to fertilize organically for the past, well, forever, because farmers have always put the waste of the animals onto the land. But now, because of this sort of the attitude toward cows, number one, we have a shortage of regular commercial chemical fertilizers. They become so expensive. So the wheat that we're producing is becoming not as good. I guess that's probably the best way to put it. And so people are beginning to analyze and think about what this is all about. If you don't have wheat, you probably don't have much of it. Think about all the things that wheat is used in. Go to the grocery store and try to figure out, you know, look for something. Well, you can find it in the gluten-free department, but the rest of the store is loaded with things that have wheat in it. And so here's a fellow who's in California listening, says, California still has cows. Fertilizer can be made from food trash, though. I thought this was interesting, and he's right. Eggshells, banana peels, composting. That's something for the future, but do we have enough food trash to fix the problem is a good question, frankly.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. New York Democrat Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has killed more jobs in the Empire State than she has created. When she first joined Congress, she blocked Amazon from doing business in New York, according to Job Creators Network. AOC lost 25,000 jobs for New York City. That equaled $4 billion in lost wages and $12 billion of lost economic activity. Shark Tank investor Kevin O'Leary on CNN.
I don't put companies here in New York anymore, or in Massachusetts, or in New Jersey, or in California.
Those states are uninvestable.
Fires broke out at the site of a planned public safety training center near Atlanta, Georgia, after a protest led to clashes between police and protesters yesterday. The Atlanta Police Department said 35 people had been detained after violent agitators used the cover of a peaceful protest to conduct a coordinated attack on construction equipment and police officers. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
The Doug Line's available. You have the opportunity right now to talk about what matters to you, your thoughts, your opinion. Let's have it. Jay and I are ready, willing, and able to hear, and more importantly, the audience wants to know what you're thinking. They want to hear it in your voice. So let's go, Jay.
Have your voice heard and join the conversation by calling the Doug Line.
855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. Now 34 after the hour, you're lucky to have found a good day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner, working our way back to you, babe. We're creative here, and I give a lot of value to people in my life, especially these ladies on the radio with me, who are more creative than the average person. That's why this radio program does well, because we create. Our contribution to you is to create good conversation about what matters, what's going on, the events of the day, the issues of the day, the people. How about you and the people around you? Are you stimulating them? Are they stimulating you? How does it work? when you decide you want to be friends with somebody, is it that they stimulate you? Jay, when you find yourself becoming friends with somebody, why? You ever analyze why you become friends with someone?
You know what? I actually have, especially in like the teen years of just randomly sitting next to somebody and then having a conversation thinking like, oh, you're cool. I want to have more conversations with you. And then I think as an adult, it changes to you have different priorities and you only have so much time allotted. So it's like, who do I want to put my time into? Because are people that you have relationships with, are they actually filling your cup or are you just friends with them now? Because
do you really think it through?
You feel like you owed it.
Yeah, but do you think it through? That's interesting. You think
adult
it through.
Adult friendships
like that.
Are much harder than teenage friendships, for sure, I think. I mean, obviously, teenage friendships, there's more drama in that because you're younger and dumb. But, you know, when you're older, it's harder to meet friends, number one. Well, you know what I mean.
I know.
But it's harder to meet people, I think. And also, it's harder to make relationships go. People are busy. And especially if you've got kids and a job and a spouse and all these different things to take care of, sometimes your friendships take the back seat. And I don't know. I think it's interesting. I can't tell you how many people have said to me as an adult, I just don't have adult friendships. I need more friends. And a lot of times I think women especially rely on like moms at their kids' school to try to find some kind of social circle or something like that. It's more difficult for sure.
I don't think about friendship. It just sort of happens. I think it's like anything else in life, if you plot a course, most of the time you're going to be disappointed. You kind of let things happen as they may. So anyway, but just it's food for thought for you to think about who your friends are, why you're friendly with some of these people. Meanwhile, let's get into Jennifer's bailiwick here a little bit. The classified documents that Donald Trump had, that Joe Biden had, that Mike Pence had. A lot of the first looks have come from these documents, the things that were found in Biden's garage or Trump's Mar-a-Lago or Mike Pence's cellar or whatever they have. There's nothing in there. There's nothing to be careful about, is there? When you look at this stuff, it just looks like a lot of gobbledygook.
We still don't really have a good idea about what the content of many of these documents are. I don't know if we ever will, but I know that we do overclassify a lot of documents.
Yeah. For what reason?
Anything that there's even a question about, they put some kind of classification marking on. Mm-hmm. So I think the problem is that they made such a big deal about it when they thought they could get Trump because he had these documents. I mean, there was a story last week about the FBI agents who had to carry out the raid questioning whether or not they should actually carry out the raid. And they got orders from the higher up saying, you better just do it. And that's what the FBI is supposed to do, law enforcement, rank and file. They're supposed to file, you know, they're supposed to follow orders.
Follow the orders.
But there was a disagreement about whether or not it was appropriate. And because they decided at the highest levels of the FBI and the DOJ that this was appropriate, now they're all having to live by it. And it's become a stupid scandal that didn't need to be.
Ridiculous.
Because probably every single person who sat in that office, whether they were president or vice president, probably has some of these documents that people looked around, inadvertently or not. So I think this has become such a self-created explosion because it was another one of those let's get Trump maneuvers.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, it may be that he doesn't have to be gotten, if you will, with all the people that are rattling their sabers wanting to run for the presidency. I see that Mr. DeSantis was in California over the weekend attacking the liberals in the state, which is a pretty easy.
Yeah, not that hard, actually.
It's an easy target.
Not a stretch.
No, not a stretch at all.
I'd be surprised if he came here and said, you know what, everything's going great. Good job, everybody.
Yeah, right.
Later.
Congratulations to Gavin Newsom. I look forward to running against you next year. But it is. He went to New Hampshire. He went to Iowa. He's an undeclared candidate. So the reason I bring it up is because these people, like DeSantis, most everybody else who's running for president or will run, has another job. And if they are public servants now and they're being paid to be the governor of Florida or the senator from Alaska, well, you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. How is it that they can leave their jobs for as long as they do?
I know.
And run around the country.
Well, you know this in Florida. You probably don't know this. And this is actually something that's going to have to change if DeSantis is going to declare officially. And probably the reason he hasn't declared yet is that in Florida, the Republicans changed the rules so that you can't, I can't remember exactly what it is, but you can't run, basically do two things at the same time.
Yeah.
And so they passed that to kind of, you know, give it to the Democrat who happened to be in power that they wanted to stab at. And now DeSantis is either going to have to change that rule or not run. And I think it's pretty clear to everybody he's got the book tour, he's going to all the right places, that he is going to run. It's just he's going to have to change the rules to do it. And how is he going to do that? And what's people's reaction?
Mm-hmm. So also over the weekend, Chris Christie, who I thought was kind of with Trump. I mean, he ran for president, but wasn't he? Has he ever been with Trump? I thought he had been with him. Anyway, I thought they were pals.
He helped him with debate practice, and he was part of the 2016 campaign.
Right.
I can't remember if he helped him in 2020 or not. They may have already had a falling out, but sometime around that time, they've had a falling out. He's definitely going to be jumping in one more time.
Who, Christie?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, anyway, he took a shot at the crowds that are seemingly less than they used to be. When Trump shows up, he talked about CPAC, and then he made a reference, a side reference to Trump obsessing over the size of crowds, when he, you know, he always claimed that he had the largest crowd at his
You know, I think that's a dangerous road for Christie to go down, because Chris Christie is not going to pull even, he can make fun of the crowd size of Donald Trump all he wants, but he could never dream of pulling the same kind of crowd that Trump could.
Mm-hmm. No, so he doesn't have that popularity by any stretch. Yeah, you're right about that. So I was mentioning earlier how people who aren't running and weren't going to run or can't run, nobody knows who they are, like this guy Larry Hogan from Maryland, who said, I'm going to announce today that I'm not running. Okay, so what? Who cares?
But we believe that he is still planning on running. So was this a I'm never running, or was this a just not an
Not running today? In 2024.
Oh, what do you know? Surprising.
Uh-huh, right. Is it?
He was
better
one of the people who was suspected to be a candidate.
Oh, really? Yeah, okay. No, he's not running. So but running amounts to what? As you're moving, you know, we're obsessed with this whole thing of who's going to be the next president 5 minutes after the election is over. Okay, who's running in 4 years? And to whom are you appealing? Some of the demographics are changing so rapidly in America, and voters are changing, like Latinos, for example. Used to be that just the southern Floridian Latinos that came from Cuba liked Republicans. Now, apparently, there's been some shifting and some polling and some research into Latinos, and as far as that's concerned, Asians as well, who were not necessarily Republicans, but now becoming Republicans. So, of course, newspapers like the New York Times that don't want to see this say, ah, here it is, a new class divide. All those people who are Chinese, they're going to, they're voting for Republicans more. Why can that be? What do they see in the Republicans?
I don't know about Chinese, but I do know that Latino voters are starting to become more conservative. And, you know, the Democrat Party is becoming more far left, by and large, every day incrementally, right? So they're losing out on some of those votes, especially when it comes to social issues, the transgender issue, those kind of things. A lot of Latinos are very conservative and religious and don't believe that that's necessarily the right path. And so that's where I think some of the disconnect is coming, is probably with more religious ideology. But it is happening. And the funny thing is they would always call Trump the racist and whatever. He got more Latino voters to vote for him.
It's interesting.
2020 than any other Republican candidate in history.
And with regard to Asians, the numbers are changing dramatically. In 2004, 74% of Asians identified themselves as Democrats. 24% identified themselves as Republicans. In the election of last year, 64% of Asian Americans identified themselves as Democrats and 32% as Republicans. So once again, the New York Times, what's going on here? Are these polls correct? Why would Chinese people or Latinos want to vote for those damn Republicans? That's basically what they're saying. So there's two issues here. The way things are changing for the Republicans and the Democrats as people wake up to whatever the realities are. As you said, the ding-dongs on the real... Oops, wait a minute. Is that, I shouldn't say that, right, Jay? I'm not supposed to call people names. So
the name Ding Dong is fun. I like
Ding Dong's okay, okay. Anyway. So the drift of the Democrats to being more liberal, and frankly, you can say that on the other side, the Republicans are becoming, they're drifting a little bit more to the right of the scale here. And what that has happened, working class voters are the ones that usually the Democrats go after, right? But more and more, I don't know why, you know, college educated and people who are professionals and business people seem to like the Republicans. And but that's changing
too. I think that's the switch, actually.
Yeah,
I think you're seeing a lot more college educated white people that are going into the Democrat Party. And I think you're seeing more of the working class people find the message of the Republican Party. And it's been a shift because that's not how it used to be.
Now, speaking of Republicans and Democrats, the Ukrainian war is not popular now with Republicans, and so they're pushing back against all of the money. And apparently, quietly, the Democrats are saying, okay, we've got a problem here. We can't keep funding this war by ourselves. We can't be the number one guys to show up with a check all the time or to send stuff over there. It just is becoming way too expensive. Although the Ukrainians have sort of depended on us, other people have been helping, but not to the extent that we have. Meanwhile, over the weekend, the troops, the Russians were repelled in one of the cities where they've been in and out. The trenches, they literally have dug trenches. Did you know that? They literally, it's like going back to World War I. They have trenches around some of these big cities. And that's how they're wiping out. The Russians just send in thousands of soldiers, and these guys sit in the trenches and just machine gun them. Or do whatever they do to, it's absurd. The whole thing is absurd. And so now South Korea apparently has been, the United States ambassador to South Korea has apparently worked on the South Koreans. So they're they're trying to help. But the Russians are now ticked off at the Koreans. The Chinese are ticked off at the Koreans. Because the Chinese are ticked off because the Russians are ticked off. So around and around and around and around it goes. And where it stops, nobody knows. I know I'm stopping because it's 48 after the hour.
Everyone loves TV Dad.
On the next TV Dad presented by Progressive, TV Dad explains becoming a man.
Son, it's time we had the talk.
Okay, TV Dad.
You know, drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
Oh, is that why my voice is changing?
That's a question for your health teacher.
Listen to your TV Dad. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go, shortness of breath, fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Pit time. It's 53 after the hour, Monday on the Good Day program, the 6th of March. Here we have our pal Tom Kreitler along with Leslie Segretti, host the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, heard on hundreds of stations, including a lot of the stations that carry this program. Every weekend, we invite Tom to come on to talk about some of the things that he is episodically excited about, podcasts, and he has a great newsletter as well. But then there are our listeners who want to know, for example, Jen is following the instructions on your website, Tom,
yeah,
for making homemade wood stains.
Ah, yes.
They say it came out well. She used the one that combines steel wool and vinegar.
Yeah.
Sounds like something that you would not want to have in your salad.
Unless you want a little extra roughage, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, well, listen, right. You know, there are a lot of ways to make stain without going to the home center and buying it. And we've got actually an article on our website about how to make natural wood stains using coffee, berries, and more. And the more includes steel wool, which is not exactly natural, but actually works pretty well. If you mix steel wool and vinegar, you will get a deep red stain that can be quite attractive. Now, what she wants to know is, how do you make it last? Like, can you, I guess if you wanted to go back and touch it up. And this is kind of a one-and-done thing, Doug. You know, once you make this stuff, you've got to use it.
Yeah.
It's not easily repeatable because there's too many variables. But it's kind of a fun project, and people enjoy it. And you can do it with tea, and you can do it with coffee, and other things like that. And we've got the step-by-step on the site and how to tackle it.
Hmm. All right. That's on themoneypit.com. Okay, so there you can also find the podcast that is changed every week. Also, things in the newsletter is changed every week. We were just talking about how homes were being sold and the prices are going down in some cities like Austin, a couple of different,
yeah.
Phoenix, I think. So how do you, when you're selling, one of the things that you've talked about on the air is when you're selling, get the real estate agent to stage your home. What does it mean to stage your home?
So think of it as a decorating service. Now, typically, if a real estate agent stages a home, they may be working with a home that's furnished or one that's not furnished. And there are folks that come in and help sort of simplify the appearance of the home, make it look bigger than maybe it really is.
Yeah.
I know in certain markets, like I have a friend who's a very good realtor in Washington, D.C., and in her area, you know, there's companies that come in and they bring furniture that essentially you're renting for the month or two or three that your house is on the market, and they basically set up the home so it looks very comfortable and very attractive. And, you know, the studies show that it actually helps sell the home more quickly. It's a lot easier to sell a home that's appropriately furnished than one that's vacant. And by appropriate, I mean, you can go the other side of this, and that's why we tell people that if you are putting your house on the market, you know, one of the most important things to do is to declutter, because nobody wants to see your excess stuff.
Right.
In a house that they're going to buy, because they figure, well, that's what their house is going to look like when they get their stuff in. And, you know, it just doesn't make sense. You want to present the place as good as possible. And so it's sort of a professional decorator that specializes just on sort of setting the house up to maybe look attractive and welcoming and spacious, so you attract buyers to give you a good offer.
Long as the people moving the stuff around don't chip all the paint on the doors as they're moving the stuff from room to room or inside to outside. I found that has happened more than once in some of the experiences that I've seen. But yeah, but if people are staging and their home already has furniture in it, where does the furniture go if they move the stuff around to put in new stuff?
Well, that's a good question. So, you know, you want to peel back that furniture as much as possible. And if you've got to rent a storage space to declutter your home in the temporary, for just a temporary short period of time, I'd say that's a good thing for you to do. You got to make it look very spacious and livable and welcoming.
Tom is here to help you. That's why I asked some of these questions. The Money Pit newsletter, moneypit.com/newsletter, has a focus on how to stop your floor from squeaking.
Yeah.
The old squeaking floor.
You know, that's a really popular post on our website, and there's a couple of ways to tackle this. It depends on what you have. But if you have, I'll give you a good trick of the trade. I know we have a lot of time. If you've got a squeaking floor under carpet, Doug, what I've done, typically the reason that's happening is because the plywood subfloor has, the nails have loosened, and you need to secure that back to the beams.
Mm-hmm.
So what you do is you find where the nails are by using a stud finder. You can shoot it right through the carpet, and then you take a finished nail that's galvanized, it's a little rougher, and drive it through the carpet, through the floor, and then pull the carpet back up through the head of the nail.
Bingo.
And that sweep will be gone.
Sounds like an old Connie Francis song. Where the nails are, someone looks for them. Maybe not. Okay, there's Tommy the K. He will not be singing on the next episode of the Money Pit podcast or the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program with Doug Steffen. It's 59 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.